This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Republican leaders in the state House plan to make public safety their priority in the new legislative session. House Minority Leader Mike Lynch of Wellington says his members want to toughen drug laws to reduce fentanyl deaths. However, that may mean reversing criminal justice reforms passed by Democrats in recent years.
We have to quit kicking the can down the road with getting good drug policies that come out of this state. And that comes from a really tough thing for this building to do, which is to admit that it has been wrong in some of the legislation previously.
Republicans are in the minority in the Colorado House, where they hold 19 of 65 seats. The ex-husband of U.S. Representative Lauren Boebert was arrested Tuesday following a physical altercation with his teen son. CPR's Paolo Schalsiter reports.
Jason Boebert was arrested on 6 misdemeanor charges, including assault. Garfield County jail records confirm he was released on bond the same day. Boebert's son Tyler called police and told them his father became aggressive while drunk. Boebert allegedly grabbed a rifle and left the house once he learned police were on the way. He was taken into custody and later released on bond. The arrest was not related to a public argument between the Boeberts at a restaurant over the weekend. Jason Boebert called 911 during that incident and claimed his ex-wife hit him. The Republican representative denies that. Neither has responded to a request for comment. I'm Paolo Schalsiter, CPR News.
You're listening to CPR News. More local headlines at CPR.org. It's 5:06.